Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Lynn Fisher, nurse with the Washington County Public Health Department, speaking about vaccine requirements for students entering the school year from kindergarten through college. This is part one of a two-part interview. It's that time of year again. School is quickly approaching. Now, as parents get their children ready for school, everything from preschool to 12th grade, vaccines are often discussed. Can you walk us through what some of the requirements are for children going to public schools?
Yes, and this is perfect timing to come in and talk with you about it because parents are getting ready for school. And it's a great time now to be getting your child's immunizations scheduled, appointments scheduled, or looking at those records. So Iowa immunization law does require 5 vaccines for elementary school and high school. And it's really, they're actually series of shots. It's not just one shot. So it's a series. And the 5 are DTaP, hepatitis B, polio, chickenpox, and then measles, mumps, rubella, which is all one shot, but it's 3 different antigens. So those are the 5. And the Iowa law does require those for school-aged children entering school. So it's a perfect time to be calling your provider to get the appointment for the immunizations, or to check and see if maybe the school has the most recent record. Once school opens, the health department will start doing audits of the school records a couple months after school starts. Members of the staff will go and do the audits, and sometimes we aren't looking at the most current version. And then when the school nurse calls the parent, they said, oh yes, they've had all their shots, but we're not looking at the most current record. So that's another thing that parents can think about, is making sure we have the most current record, the school has the most current record, so that when we do the immunization audits in the fall here, we'll be looking at current records. And also, there is a new requirement in 2013 for students entering 7th grade. So any students entering 7th grade and born after September 15th or on September 15th, 2000, they need a booster Tdap, and they need a record of that. So that was new a couple of years ago, and so some parents may not be aware of that either.
And can you remind our listeners what the Tdap immunization is for?
Yes, Tdap covers tetanus and diphtheria and pertussis. It's the same antigens or same vaccine that's in DTaP. The letters are all similar, but they're just scrambled around. It's a different formula. Tdap, when that starts, that's for the older child. The formula is different. DTaP, beginning with a D, is for the smaller school-age child. So the formulations are different, but they're actually the same antigens for students.
And pertussis is something that's come up. Whooping cough, yes, has come up in recent years.
Yes.
Does this help prevent the spread?
It does. And what CDC and Iowa Department of Public Health saw was, we saw outbreaks were really in the middle school age child, and that's why that new law became law in 2013, because it was more the middle schoolers that were getting pertussis. So they thought that immunization, their immunity probably wanes or decreases over time. So last time the child had the DTaP or pertussis vaccine was kindergarten. So by the time they get to middle school, a lot of their immunity has decreased. So that's why it's really recommended for that booster shot for the middle schooler.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Lynn Fisher, nurse with the Washington County Public Health Department. This is part one of a two-part interview speaking about vaccines. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.